Welcome, everybody, to the first episode of the podcast. Currently, it's an untitled podcast, but untitled. We're going to be reviewing Godzilla, King of Monsters. Or no, not King of Monsters.
That's the last one.
King Kong versus Godzilla.
King Kong, the monkey.
Godzilla versus King Kong.
Now everybody's confused.
I mean, it's
monkey
more,
time.
More accurately described
Godzilla
as
versus
Godzilla's
King Kong.
A coward and King Kong is the best. But yeah, well.
No, you're wrong. We know you're wrong.
It's fine. You can think that, but at the end of the movie,
monkey with big axe, go boom.
Spoiler. Who saved him? Who did it?
That's a podcast about the movie.
Yeah.
You can have spoilers.
His axe is in the movie, the trailer.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
I honestly think I saw the trailer.
I'm gonna say something though.
And it's
King
lore.
Kong had some fucking cheeks. Okay, that man. Was
you can catch it, bro. You can catch it, man. By the way, we gotta not talk at the same time because we're doing that.
No, that's fine.
You think so?
Yeah, that's fine.
No. It sounds like
it's all recorded together. Everybody's gonna have
on one track.
No, everybody's
separate
on a
tracks.
Everybody's on separate tracks. All right,
we're good.
We're good.
Yeah. No, agreed. Monkey Man has had them motherfucking cheeks. Now, no cap. All right.
Are we gonna introduce each other real quick?
Yes. This is Joe.
Hi.
That's Skyler.
I'm Skyler.
I'm Ryan, and that's Sebastian.
Ew.
Seabass,
the fish boy.
Oh, I forgot.
The
I
fishy
forgot
boy.
This is also video based.
Yeah, video.
I keep just looking at you guys.
Don't forget the camera, son.
It's real easy to get tunnel vision on the mic and then forget it exists. Yeah. Because that's what I completely forgot about it.
Well,
for
you don't really have to look at it. It's just kind of there.
Yeah. With that, and I'm trying to make sure my etiquette's good. I want to make sure this shit's close to my face.
Nah, just be sloppy.
I mean, it's his first podcast. It's going to be a little scuffed. Yeah. We'll get better. You know,
we're going to have arms eventually.
We already
have
a decent setup.
Anymore.
We're popping our podcast cherry together.
Yeah. Well, we've done a couple, but this is
my
we're
first
still
one.
New. Me and Skyler are veterans. I mean, really. I mean, you guys can go listen to the first three episodes.
I'm the audio king, though.
Yeah, he's a king, yeah.
I mean, I'm classically trained and all. It's fine, though.
Yeah, this man's the best cook I've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, what is my score right now? 0-7?
Man took a class in high school.
I think you need to flip that number.
Okay, you were enjoying my tacos.
He's had a couple
night.
Clean meals, right. though. You can't lie.
You were mad enjoying those tacos.
I was being nice.
Wow. All right, next time I make them, none for you.
I'm good with that.
You can't do man like that. He's got to eat. Man's got to eat. He's a king, too.
I'm so hurt.
Wait, what'd you say?
He's like, next time you make tacos, I'm good off that. I want them. I'm so
come on,
so,
bro.
You know what? No, that's fine. That's more good tacos for me. Fuck you.
Anyways.
They were pretty good.
Yeah, let's get back to
talking
about the film. All right.
All right. So this is the King Kong versus Godzilla movie.
We're going to do full spoilers at this point.
Yeah.
You've got to watch the movie first. Yeah. If you haven't seen it, go watch that shit.
Go watch it right
now.
Because it's actually pretty good.
It's pretty good if you like big CG monsters.
It's average feature film length. So it's an hour 45 exactly, actually.
Felt really short, though, actually watching it.
And honestly,
you'd wish it was longer.
It has good pacing, which is also another
good
thing about it. It had really good pacing.
If you like the human element in Godzilla movies, you're still going to probably like it, but the human element.
Don't expect too
much
because there's actually very. It's kind of half, actually.
Right. Yeah, I'd say it's a good 75-25.
It's got a good
monsters,
split.
Like to humans.
I mean, realistically, I would take a cut. I would take the Snyder cut. The Snyder cut equivalent with no humans and just Godzilla.
That would actually be really sick.
And I would be so
just
much
all
happy
CG fights.
Yeah, but
that's
they did
what
one.
For.
They did one thing. The humans, by the way, all they did the whole movie
was
they
just
off,
cucked
they turn
Godzilla.
Off Mecha. Godzilla.
I mean,
that's all they did.
Well, no, they saved Mom.
No. But if we're gonna talk about the military and stuff, they just
kinda
kept
I mean,
cucking
the little
my boy.
Girl did. The little girl's like,
so I guess we'll do, we'll do the we'll do like
she does sign language.
We'll do the whole we'll do the whole thing. We'll do like all the way through the movie. So we'll go with like the beginning.
We'll start from the beginning.
Middle,
oh,
and
I did just kind of jump ahead of myself. But
so we open with King Kong. He's in a dome. They've captured King Kong and they've been researching
I literally thought it was
him.
Like the Hunger Games type shit. Because it was like the dome and I was like, hey, yo.
And so
they're in the Hunger Games.
That was
him
the
and this
ending
little girl,
of
him and
Skull
this little
Island.
Girl, they have a... Oh, sorry, Z-Baz, go ahead.
What's up?
That was the ending of Skull Island whenever they captured him and put him in captivity.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they capture him in that?
Well, they kept him
they were
there
taking
and they
him
built
away.
Him around there, yeah.
They were taking him away. I think it just cut after them taking it away, right?
Yeah.
No, they didn't capture him.
No?
They just kept him there, and they basically had the researcher
oh,
there
you see
with
that
him.
Movie
and
takes
then the,
place in
and
the
80s
or something?
That movie takes
and they basically
place in the
just built the place
Vietnam.
Around him.
Vietnam.
Oh, that's right, because they start off with Fortunate Son, right?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't me!
Yeah.
Copyright strike.
No!
Yeah, we're done. Anyway, so you got Godzilla 24.
We're done.
So what kicked off the series was Godzilla 2014 was extremely successful.
It was
very
really good.
I think it's the best one of the four.
Wait, the Godzilla or King Kong?
Godzilla 2014.
Okay.
Even with Bryan Cranston in it, I'm excited.
Even though he is not in that for very long. He's in it for like 45
minutes.
Yeah, man
gets clacked right off the
bat. But the thing is,
he really could have been a...
He makes himself so well known that it's the only thing I remember about that whole movie. So, Bryan Cranston...
They really did him dirty because he could have been like a strong role in the movie because he had a lot of momentum working off of in the beginning.
Lots of emotion. Yeah.
I felt like they just got rid of him way too early.
They killed his wife and then also him.
Yeah.
Like, come on, bro.
But I think the movie's really good because Aaron Taylor Johnson is also a very good actor. That's the guy, that was the kid from Kick-Ass.
Kid from Kick-Ass.
And he also plays Quicksilver in the Marvel Avengers.
Sorry. Wow, dude. One thing that kind of threw me off that movie is it doesn't show too much of the monster fights.
That's what I like though, because it leads up to the airport scene.
But
and
they even cuck you at the airport scene.
No, they don't.
Or no, which one do they cuck you at? The there's one where they're like it shows Godzilla and I think it was one of the moth creatures. Not you know the what's
the crickets.
The crickets, they're called something. They're like Hoth, H-A-O.
No, they're not. No, they're called a Mau or something like that. It means like monster.
Wait, are we still talking about the same
thing? Yeah, 2014.
Oh, we're talking. Let's get back to the film we're supposed to be talking about.
Closer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't we talk about the film that we came here to talk about?
Well, the thing is like, we want to give an explanation as to what's going on.
Yeah,
otherwise,
I didn't watch that film, and I knew what was going on.
We're just comparing the pacing.
Well, then you had, nobody really expected there to be a Godzilla 2.
That's
or three.
True.
So what they did was they connected Kong Skull Island, which also nobody knew was going to be a series. They connected the end credit scene for that.
What was the end credit scene?
The end credit scene is Brie Larson and Tom Riddle.
Wait, Brie Larson?
They're both in the briefing room at Monarch, which is the monster hunting company. They look for big creatures, and they're in a briefing room, and they're like, yeah, so... there's monsters that live on Earth, like Godzilla, and then it shows like a picture of Godzilla.
By the way,
it shows like Mothra, and then it shows King Ghidorah. Yeah.
It's because there's two organizations. There was Monarch, and then there was Apex.
Yeah, this guy knows fucking King Kong lore.
He knows the lore.
Yeah, so
I'm not too.
Well, I was just saying.
Man's been labbing on
anyway,
the lore.
So that was like okay. Well, there's gonna be a cinematic universe now, and then we got Godzilla, King of Monsters, which was the worst one of all four.
It wasn't that bad.
It's pretty bad.
The action was pretty good, though. We got to see Ghidorah.
It looks good, but like all the human stuff is actually just dog
who
shit.
Who gives a shit? You got to see Ghidorah. That's
well,
all
you're,
that matters.
You're,
who in
when
their
you
right mind goes to watch Godzilla or King Kong with the expectation of the humans being anything other than a nuisance to the
again.
Film?
You go into a monster movie to see monsters fight. That's the main attraction.
You
got to
see CG fights.
True,
you
but you also want like kind of a strong... You want something to back that up.
Oh, I mean, you want a little bit of human element because you've got to have like...
You gotta have
human
story.
Connection.
You have to have story.
Well, it's because we can relate. That's why they add it. It's like, oh, it's relatable.
You don't watch Rocky for the in between. You watch it for the fights.
That's not true.
What makes
the story adds to the fights.
What makes monster?
Because you know what he worked for.
What makes monster movies so difficult to watch is the perspective at which the camera is angled. So in Godzilla 2014. Oh. You're looking at Godzilla from a human perspective.
Yes, they did the same thing in when we're talking about King Kong versus Godzilla. There's a lot of like ground shots of the monsters fighting, and it's really like puts it in perspective. Like that's how it actually looks.
How they bit, yeah. But then you got movies like Pacific Rim Uprising
where all
floating cameras,
CG.
And it looks it looks terrible because like there's no weight to the scene.
I mean, to be fair, with that movie, a lot of the fights were in the water. Where nobody would really have a good view, so they can't really
have the human
perspective.
The first one's great, though, because the first one
But the second one, it felt like a cash grab to me, where they were like, let's throw in more mechs, because that's what people like, more monsters, because that's what people like.
Yep.
But they just presented it all wrong with the characters. They just didn't feel believable enough. It just felt like random. Well, not really random, but just like... pretty popular character tropes just thrown into the mix where they just have to deal with the shit that they're in, and it's just the same shit over and over and over again. It's just unoriginal.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess back to King Kong versus Godzilla. So we got our beginning, and so we got I don't remember who, because Alex Skarsgård is the main character, the blonde guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
I didn't recognize him.
Oh, that's the guy who played It.
No, that's... That's Peter Skarsgård.
Oh, is that his brother?
Or no. Bill Skarsgård. There's so many Skarsgårds. So many no, they're not. They're not brothers.
They're not even related. Related.
No, they just have the same last name.
No way. Is that like a common?
Who plays? He plays Pennywise. He's also in The Devil All the Time. Fuck. What's
I'm
his name?
I'm pretty sure his name is Bill Skarsgård.
Is it Bill? I think it's either Bill or Peter.
I'll look it up.
Okay. Yeah. Look
You're
it up.
Not Jerry.
Okay, so anyway, we got
Jared from Subway.
We got this guy. He's got
Wait,
this.
No,
we're introduced to two new characters. We're introduced to the guy who plays Bob.
The Hateful Eight.
Yeah, the Hateful Eight. He's the guy who plays Bob. He's this rich dude.
Oh, you're talking about the Mexican guy.
He killed
guy.
That role, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, the
old
not
Mexican Spanish
yeah.
guy.
He fucking killed
Spanish
that role. It's Bill Skarsgård. Bill Skarsgård.
Is it Bill? It okay, Bill so I was right. Yeah. So we got these two guys. We got this other dude. They're the guy. They're the leading guys for Apex.
Yeah.
Cybernetics, and they come to this
Apex.
Guy. They come to fuck. I've already forgotten his name. That's how like unforgettable these characters. Like that, how this how forgettable these characters.
Yeah.
Are.
What are you talking about? I mean, let's be real.
The blonde guy.
Anytime you watch a movie and you see somebody who is either rich or wearing a suit or they have that fucking mustache, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The curly. Downtrodden mustache. They're always the villain.
Yeah,
100% of the time.
Well,
the thing
the
villain.
Is, it's the villain stash.
Well, the problem.
With
I
want
to see somebody use that trope to their advantage. That would be sick.
The problem is he's not necessarily the villain in this movie. Because the thing is, us
at
as humans, actually,
you know
humans,
what? You've got a great point. With
well, hold
that.
On. Us as humans, we have to. I mean, we're on top, obviously, right? We've got to remain in that position.
The fuck
so
we
the
are.
First thing he does. Well, oh, not the first thing, but the thing we need to do to that to combat Godzilla, because he's an unknown entity. We don't know what he's thinking. We can't control Godzilla, right? Theoretically, if
yeah. He well, he knows what we're up to, though. That's
well, yeah,
the thing. That's why he's attacking
senses,
people.
Somehow he senses it, but I mean, I don't think making something that could potentially beat Godzilla. Actually, it does beat Godzilla 1-on-1.
He senses it because it's nuclear
it's
radiation.
Just, yeah, yeah.
I want to talk about how Monk saved the day.
Well, we'll talk about that later. But the thing is, Godzilla. Gets beat by Mechagodzilla, which the guy who's like the villain of the story technically succeeded. What are you on about?
I mean, sure.
No, he's trying to
I was
start
actually
beef
surprised.
Right now.
I didn't.
We'll save it for later.
Because they kind of wanted to make. Can you fuck off, motherfucker?
Sorry.
So then they're trying to make him the villain, but he's the guy who's trying to save humanity potentially because Godzilla's an unknown.
Yeah.
An unknown.
No, Godzilla's
entity.
A good guy.
But,
Godzilla's
but yeah,
the
but
one
he's
who
a good guy, but
protected him in the last movie.
But sure, but at any whim, Godzilla could be like, by the way, I don't. Actually care about any of you, and
why,
just laser everything.
See, if Godzilla
he's
wants
unknown,
to lay out in the sun, he'll just plop his ass in the middle of a city.
Okay.
He,
you
do,
can't
he does
Godzilla,
not care.
So I respect what he was going for there.
I don't. Because
I see what he's going for, but
that
so,
mentality is the same mentality that would fuck us over if aliens ever showed up. Well, we don't know what they're capable of, so we need to build something big enough to kill them, or we could just get the fuck along with them
but that's,
and chill.
Well, with aliens, they're... Or whatever, there's like, maybe smart. Godzilla, you can't communicate with
You don't think
Godzilla's
smart.
Well, no, he's smart. You can't communicate with him,
Man
though,
got so pissed he shot a laser beam into the Earth just so he could see King Kong's monkey ass down there fucking with his axe, all right? Man...
But you can't really get along with King brain. Kong or Godzilla because he can just fucking laser everything. He literally... He could have cut the Earth in half, by the way.
Let me put it like
this. He really could have.
Let me put it like this. Your dog could kill you at any point, but do you feel the need to carry a gun around with you all the time?
Shut the fuck up.
He's sitting there protecting you. He's doing the God. He's doing the Lord's work. All right.
Okay. I'm not going to argue with you on that.
Because
you know
you're
wrong.
Right.
But fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we got this guy. He wrote this book called Hollow Earth Theory, which is pretty much our Earth is hollow, and it's a housing for those monstrous creatures down there, like this big... open area in the
his
earth.
Name was,
it's just a theory at first.
Dr. Lind.
But then they got... Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
then,
Dr. Lind.
Uh-huh. And then they got... so they're like, well, actually, your theory is correct because there is... The earth is hollow and mm-hmm. there is something down there. So they're like, okay, well, King Kong can lead us to it. So they're like, there's no... He's like, there's no way we can, like, withstand the gravity or whatever the
yeah,
fuck
his
brother
well,
got.
Well,
his brother got clacked.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
Gizmo.
This guy's like, no... We have a simple solution for that too.
We made a ship that can
withstand that.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
That's when they threw everything away and they're like, boom, random advanced technology
reason. That's when reality went out the window.
It's to keep the pacing of the movie. To be fair, though, like Mecha. I mean, we're already like in an unrealistic environment anyway because of the monsters.
Okay, but
they're still using missiles and shit.
Yeah,
they have like laser.
That's
fucking
the thing that confused
spaceships.
Me. The military was still like modern day military, but with like also we have Mecha Godzilla that controls itself. By the way,
also
it's a cybernetics, so it's not.
I know,
military.
But if we,
it's
well, no, I'm saying the military in the movie
still just uses rockets and regular missiles and shit.
Also, it's the military.
but the thing is, in the society, the movie, they have lasers and they have all this bullshit. They have like ships that can just three-dimensionally go in any direction. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like the military would be a bit more advanced, but I mean...
All I'm going to say is this, okay?
Military never stood a chance anyway.
There was a massive plot hole with the gravity thing. They shouldn't have used it because they're like... Because
Godzilla or King Kong just...
No. That's another one. But no, like the idea. Okay, so if gravity switches, it doesn't matter what ship you're in. The ship might survive, but the gravity is still going to affect your body. And
I was literally thinking that.
Yeah, what happened to his brother is he got fucking crushed. He got crushed.
His brother got caught in the section where it flips, so it has all that weight on top of him.
He
was caught in the line.
But the thing is, Ryan, gravity doesn't give a fuck about your ship.
This has nothing to do with
realism. I think they found a way to stabilize it.
Bullshit.
Inside.
If they can stabilize gravity, that means that they can essentially travel through space.
They had flying machines.
That's like the difference in advance in technologies is like, okay, we made a ship that can do three-dimensional travel to we made a ship that can make its own gravity.
It was
that's
a cop
bullshit.
Out for pacing. That's all it
we
was.
We already have artificial gravity,
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
The only way to create current.
They literally have that shit on the ISS.
Do they?
Yes, they can walk around on there.
Are you sure? Because I'm pretty sure in the ISS you not. Float around.
Wait, what are you talking
maybe
about?
I'm stupid.
No, they don't have artificial gravity yet.
The only way that we've been able to even theoretically... the only way to think that we've thought theoretically about getting artificial gravity is
spinning.
Yeah, it's centripetal force. And it's not... we're not recreating gravity. We're making force.
The gravitron at the fucking...
I think it's Interstellar, where the ship is like a big-ass corkscrew almost.
And it's always spinning.
Yeah. That's like the closest we have to like making gravity.
That sounds right, yeah.
So
we're professionals.
But what I'm saying is like... In the movie, they're like, oh, fuck that. We made a ship that can compactly make gravity.
They said, fuck putting sense to it.
Yeah, like, they got to cut it down for pacing reasons.
Well, it's fine for as far as it goes, but it's a massive plot hole in my mind.
Yeah. So, okay, so now we get to easily the worst part of the movie is the three conspiracy theory people. We got this guy, I think it's his name is Brian Tyree something. He's like a... conspiracy theorist. He does a podcast on, you know, monsters.
Yeah.
But he also works for Cybernet.
He works for Apex.
Yeah.
And we have our characters from the last movie, Millie Bobby Brown and Kyle Chandler, which is her father. He's actually not in this movie that much.
Yeah, he's in it for like a couple frames.
He's in it for a few scenes. Yeah. But he kind of did nothing. He's in the last movie a lot.
I mean...
I don't think he really...
Isn't he just like a government agent?
No, he works for Monarch.
He's like man the head popped of in, Monarch. Got his check,
he's the head
got
of
out.
Monarch. Yeah, because
all
wife
I remember
is
him
the bad guy in the last
bitching
movie.
About shit in the last movie.
Yeah, because his wife is the bad guy in the last movie.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's not good.
Rip.
Well,
in which movie?
King of Monsters. He's in that a lot.
What did his wife do? I forget.
She's like the head of it. She's like the one who's like, we gotta like make the monsters fight and extinct or whatever.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
In King of Monsters. Did Mothra ever make an appearance?
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty much all of them did.
Everybody. Even the giant pterodactyl comes out of a mountain.
So who gishes Mothra? Is it Godzilla?
No, she uses her power and helps Godzilla live.
Mothra's pretty sick.
It's been a while.
What's the three heads?
That's King Ghidorah.
That's King Ghidorah.
Okay.
He's a space dragon.
He's fucking sick. He's the sickest.
I want more King Ghidorah. Yeah, bring him back.
I agree.
They brought him back.
Just his skull.
Well, yeah, his skull.
Not just the skull, the brain and everything.
All right, yep. So we have our...
Oh, is that what they're using?
Yeah, they turn him into an organic supercomputer.
Yeah, that's why the Mechagodzilla turns on everybody.
Oh, shit.
Because of the power.
Oh, shit. I did not realize. I was sitting there wondering. I was like, how the fuck did they get Mechagodzilla to just... Oh, by the way, I'm self-conscious.
Yeah,
like,
just that.
They just threw in one of the heads of King Ghidorah in there.
So
and then they had another one as a controller.
I'm pretty sure that's lore, too.
The moment I knew that Mechagodzilla was going to be in the movie was whenever they showed the core, because Godzilla specifically went to Apex because it could sense the core that they were working on.
Yeah.
Because they were working on Mechagodzilla.
So once again, Godzilla is... defending humanity in a sense by trying to defeat what they were going to make, because he could tell that whatever they were about to do
was bad.
Well, he knew it was going to be stronger than he was, and he's going to need monk help, monk power. But also, he realized that they were playing with fire because they were playing with something that they couldn't control if it went wrong.
Because every time it would kick on, it would send out the signal that King Ghidorah would, because it was still technically King Ghidorah.
Yeah, so again. Humanity being stupid. That's kind of the plight of the whole film.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the conspiracy part
here real quick. Yeah. We need to go into a quick ad break.
Okay.
All right. We'll be back in just 1 second. And we're back. That was a fun ad break, guys.
We're definitely keeping that in. That would be
no, we're not.
That's hilarious. I'm keeping that in.
Yeah. Okay.
Definitely. You can't. All right.
Conspiracy theory, people.
What's the conspiracy theory?
Okay. So they serve no purpose. They're actually like useless to the story. I think they do one thing, and it's at the very end.
For sure.
Wait, who are you talking about? You're talking about the podcast
Millie
guy?
Bobby Brown, guy, and the kid from Deadpool.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie. The kid from Deadpool not exist.
Yeah, I agree.
And it would make zero difference to the
his
entire
accent,
story.
I normally love. I think he's New Zealand.
He's from New Zealand, but it's either Australia.
He had like the most obnoxious New Zealand accent I've ever.
He was for comedy. These characters were strictly for comedy.
Yeah,
that is
for like comedic relief.
Yeah, the only reason they're in the movie, I think.
So people
think,
like Joe can relate.
Yeah, I think Alexander. I think Alexander Skarsgård and Rebecca Hall are the best. Are the best part of this movie.
I'm sorry, Joe.
I'll agree with that.
My disappointment is immeasurable.
No. All
right. So, well, honestly, kind of don't even want to talk about it anymore because they just don't do shit this entire
movie. Yeah, all they do is like press a button.
Here, I'll quickly summarize everything they do in the film. You guys ready? That's it. Okay, cool. We can continue.
Wait, hold on. Another reason Mechagodzilla.
Okay, yeah,
no,
but
they're not.
Let me just pour some alcohol.
Yeah,
on this computer.
It's like boogie.
Oh wow, they gave my boy 1 second to bop his head.
It's like we're in other movies where the door's locked and they just shoot the code. Oh, they shoot the screen and it just opens up.
I like how literally he's like, okay, he disconnects the driver, right? The brain does from Mechagodzilla.
Yeah.
And then they spill coffee or alcohol in the
coffee. Alcohol.
It's like whiskey. Yeah.
And first of all, if it was high enough proof, alcohol would do nothing. Because that's how you clean circuit boards, just to put that out there. But also, it disconnected the driver. What power would the command console have over something that's now sentient and doing everything by itself? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like it still has to ping back a signal to control the like electronics inside of it.
If it literally killed the driver without any... Like
A lot of feedback for whenever it disconnected. That it didn't fully disconnect because it's still hooked up to the system, which basically makes all the parts work
together.
It's like
he basically just cut the power type thing. It was like...
Well, because the thing is, he spilled it on there and it didn't kill Mechagodzilla. No, it just stunned him for a quick second. Yep. So it's like, what power did it really have?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just kind of a weak plot point. They could have done something where they had like... I don't know. They had like a prototype weapon they were working on to do something.
Yeah.
Like they were making like Godzilla's laser beam thing, but like in like a hand cannon or something. That way that would be more useful.
You know, actually they do kind of serve a purpose. They do slightly. It's to hint that something is evil about Apex. That's what they're there for.
The man's mustache tells you everything you need
to
know.
Now that
without
I think
them,
about it.
Yeah, without them you wouldn't really get the vibes.
To be fair though, I still did not expect Mechagodzilla. When they showed like that,
I kind of figured
when they showed like that thing. Whenever
when
Godzilla,
he was on the platform,
he's on the platform, and you get that shot of like that big metal heart thing. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then like they get into that room, and it's like, oh, Mechagodzilla. I thought that was pretty cool, but yeah. I was not expecting Mechagodzilla at all in this. So now we jump to Rebecca Hall's character, the lady who has a little girl who communicates with King Kong.
Oh, yeah, the researcher.
Yeah, the researcher. So now we're easily the best part of the movie, those two characters.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. The connection with the little girl and Kong is pretty good.
I mean, it was obvious that they were supposed to be mother-daughter, but they're not. The kid was like, I think she's
an orphan.
She's an orphan.
Yeah, she's from Skull Island.
Oh, that's right. She was like raised there.
Yeah, she was a native.
Yeah, she's a native.
I'm still mad that she didn't take, or King Kong didn't take the monkey statue from her.
The monkey
statue? Yeah, he left her hanging. She gave it up to him. She's like, here's your present.
She was trying to give him a present, and man never took it. Even by the end of the film, he still didn't take it.
She's important because she gives us a reason to, like, communicate with King Kong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. She teaches him sign language, which is pretty cool, actually.
And they have
one thing I really didn't like.
Do monkeys in real life? Are they able to learn sign language? I'm not sure.
Yeah, you can teach.
I know they're really like pretty smart.
I actually don't know, but I remember there being something about a gorilla that could do sign language.
Yeah.
But it turned out that it was fake and it wasn't actually real. It was just making signs and stuff.
They were just like mimicking us.
Yeah,
they were
just copying the same movements, but it wasn't actually meaning to say anything. It didn't understand what it was doing.
Okay, well, to be fair,
it just rationalized like, oh,
yeah, yeah,
a treat. That was it.
Well, like sign language. Yeah, yeah. Sign language is kind of meant to be intuitive. Like it's supposed to kind of gesture to what something is. So it's like they can probably do something primitive that's very similar to what sign language is. Not like, you know, ASL. Like it's not like American Sign Language, but like they could probably get the idea of like banana with like their hand across or something, or like eat. You know, like there's like simple things they can.
He was doing stuff like home, like he wanted to go home.
Yeah,
I think that was the sign that he was doing.
I mean, it was like something like that. I don't know sign language.
He might be able to learn that.
I should have took ASL in high school instead of Spanish.
We're told that he did, yeah. You know, sign language because he's talking to her in the beginning. I know. At the end.
He just says home though.
No, he actually can talk to her.
All right, hear me out. Best crossover: Grodd versus King Kong. Let's go.
Yo, King Grodd. Wait. No, his name's Gorilla Grodd, right? Or King Grodd?
King Grodd eventually, but yeah. If y'all don't know who Grodd is, he's from the Flash
right?
Marvel. Or
is that Marvel?
DC. You're talking about DC.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like, the CNN Flash show, there's a character called
CNN?
Grodd.
CNN?
Yeah, that's who runs.
CNW?
Or CW. CW, yeah.
It's like CNN, bro.
Grodd isn't that great. He's just a regular-sized gorilla.
No, but he can, like, mind control
you.
He's pretty sick. He's pretty scary.
What's it called?
Who'd you want him to fight?
King Kong.
Oh,
King Kong would get his ass whooped. Well, not King Kong. Grodd would whoop his ass.
No, well, the thing is, Grodd is like a regular-sized gorilla.
Damn, I said that wrong twice.
Well, he's a little bit bigger, but he's not King Kong-sized.
He's definitely not Kong-sized. Kong
would literally squish him. He's bigger than the average gorilla.
But he's also...
But he might be able to mind-control King Kong.
Well, no, he's like Professor X. What's that called? He's telepathic.
Yeah, he can, like, fuck with your mind.
Yeah, he can, like... That's how he works. Grodd, like, is...
Oh, you know what? You know what? King Kong is probably, like, got a pretty weak mind. Like...
I bet you monkey mind.
Monkey mind.
Man's thinking about bananas all day.
No, I straight up think Grodd might be able to convince him, like, mentally to, like, kill himself. Because I think, doesn't he do that in Flash?
He tries. Oh, he definitely tries to get people,
yes,
like,
we're on
off
a tangent,
himself.
All right?
Okay, but this is a fun tangent anyways.
It is a fun tangent.
I mean, okay, this is the...
Who keeps... That's you. Quit fucking moving your mic around.
I'm
sorry.
I'm trying
to. It's
fine.
It's a test run, boys.
Just hold it normally.
Okay. We're good.
This is all I'm saying.
It's not that hard.
If Grodd gets the jump on King Kong and King Kong doesn't see him first, Grodd wins. But if King Kong is just going full monk, man dead. Grodd down. Grodd down. Call the Grodd squad.
Yo, the Grodd squad.
Also... Can we just talk about how good King Kong looked in this film?
Oh, he looked amazing. Yeah.
Man looked immaculate.
The water.
So man went to the barber, got the fade. Yeah.
I noticed that the water effects in the rain. When he's in the rain, you can see
and
like
when he gets out of the ocean.
Yeah, when he gets out of the ocean, like when he's moving, like the water like falls off.
That shit looked real, dude. I was like, yo.
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't say real, but it looked really.
I mean,
good.
It was like, yeah, it looked really good.
We get to our first battle scene, which
it's out in the ocean.
Yeah, it's
so
out in the ocean.
They're taking
that
Kong,
shit came quicker than I thought it.
They're
would.
Taking Kong to like the portal to the Hollow Earth area, which is in Antarctica. So they're going through the ocean.
Oh, is that where they were headed?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they're with like a U.S. Navy fleet.
Yeah,
that's the best way to describe
like,
it. But it's like 8 or 12 ships, and they have good guns. Or fucking Christ, King Kong is sedated on the boat.
Yeah, I keep doing the same shit.
So Monk sedated. They do some story stuff that's not super important. The girl. This is where they figure out that Kong can do sign language to some.
No, that was later in the rain.
It was late. No, it was on the boat though.
It's on the boat.
It was on the
it
boat.
On the it's
boat.
In the same.
Was
thing.
It before the fight?
Also, there's this trope that I hate with that franchise. Every time Godzilla is about to show up, it starts fucking raining. Every time, like in the
I don't think it was raining.
In the
it
apex,
wasn't raining.
In the apex scene, I'm pretty sure it's raining. It's either raining or it's just really dark. But it seems like every time Godzilla shows up, it's raining.
No,
like,
it was just windy.
It's so they can get the reflection off of his skin.
I know what it is
because it looks so
it does.
Fucking sick.
It looks good, but like the first time you see Godzilla in the one with Bryan Cranston, it's raining. It's fucking pouring, and every scene that Godzilla's in, it's pouring.
Actually, no, that's not true. You see him at the airport. That's the first time we get to see Godzilla's at the airport.
I need to go rewatch it because I haven't watched it since 2014.
It's amazing. I think it's really good.
But
I love when they zoom up on Godzilla's face and it's just him standing there. He just looks so funny, dude.
He's just mean mugging the
shit. I just
want to
put glasses
everybody.
On him. You guys know that's not very cash money. It's just Godzilla with like the sunglasses.
Yeah.
Every time I see it, that's all I can think of. Is just
I just think of the picture Weston sent me. It's like. When you wake up smelling ass, it's Godzilla.
That's pretty good. Yeah, okay, so then the first fight scene happens on the boats. I'm not going to lie. My boy King Kong, bless his heart, he fucking gets his shit washed.
Man has to be in the ocean. Yeah, to be fair, like, Godzilla's on home turf here. He got the home turf advantage, so he's got it rough. But I think Monkey puts up a good fight, but he definitely needed some assistance. And so he has to play dead so that Godzilla will leave him alone. And then they get to the Arctic base, and you have sad, cold Monkey.
Wait, no, that was later.
No, that's right after.
Yeah, man.
So, and then, you know, they try to sign for him to go into the portal. They can't get him to. Then they have to debate him, saying there's family.
Which they're not inherently.
I mean, they're not debating him.
They're saying that there could be family. They didn't promise him anything.
I was kind of hoping there would be other monks.
Is he supposed to be the last of his kind?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's
why he's as big as Godzilla now, because he was younger in that other movie.
That's fair, actually, because I always thought, like, there's no way Godzilla or King Kong's the same size as Godzilla.
Well, they're not the same size.
They're not even close. I feel like they definitely upscaled him for this.
Well, he's grown up. He's grown up since that Kong movie.
I know, but I'm not going to lie.
It always feels like his scale changes.
Yeah, it does.
Over the course of the movie. Because, in the beginning, he's on a boat.
It shows him on the boat, and then later it shows him climbing buildings and jumping off of buildings. And I'm like, something feels off. It feels like he's bigger than he should be. It feels like the model didn't stay
consistent. And then
Godzilla's just walking through the city, and he's just so much bigger than everything. But then they stand next to each other, and they're the same size. It makes no sense.
It could be a distortion of scale, though. Because if Godzilla was standing further from the camera, and...
No, they literally show them next to each other, and they're the same size, but then they...
I don't know.
It's confusing. It doesn't feel right.
Anyways, cold monkey jumping hole. Yes. That's essentially what happens in the middle of the film.
And we get our problem. Like, we get our super unrealistic spaceships flying around, and then we get to see Hollow Earth. We get to see the inside of Earth.
There's a landscape on top, like upside down, and then another landscape. It looked like that world in Interstellar.
Oh wait, yeah. Real quick, there is one scene we forgot to talk about. It's in the boat fight scene. It's so sick. The scene where it cuts to the jet's cockpit.
Where the ship gets cut in half by Godzilla,
right, by his big spines on his back. There's a guy on the back, or there's a guy in a jet about to launch off.
I think the monkey was standing on it.
Was it something? No, there's two jets in that scene.
It got cut in half by Godzilla.
So the guy in the jet is trying to take off, and it shows it from if you've ever seen photos from like the Blue Angels, how they have essentially a GoPro in front and it points backwards.
Like a dash cam.
You can literally see the ship in the background being tilted at 45 degrees into the ocean, and you see him just take off. Essentially, like, straight up.
That was the sickest shot in the entire
film. That shit was visually porn for us. That was like VFX porn. Yeah.
I thought you were going to talk about the scene whenever King Kong picks up the pilot in his jet and just fucking yeets him.
Oh, yeah.
At Godzilla in the water.
He ejects.
Dude, poor pilot, man. He about to get fucking gished.
I mean, hey, he got it better than everybody on those boats, dude.
Yeah, holy shit.
When those fuckers were fighting, like, this is something that always irritates me about Godzilla and the whole franchise. They never talk about the mass amount of death that's being caused.
So much death,
like,
dude.
Like,
holy
when,
shit.
In the final
it wasn't
fight
as
scene
bad
in Hong Kong?
In the 2014 one. The death was pretty minimal in that, but in this one, you can see him just walking through cities, absolutely destroying the shit out of people.
Level Hong Kong.
Yeah. You can see people in the streets running, which I was seeing. I was like, damn, the casualty count must be fucking massive.
Yeah, you're talking like millions. If you think about 9/11, right? That was one.
It's in the middle of Hong Kong. That's a huge population density.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Well, like, if you think about something like the towers on 9/11, right? I think it's like 2,000 or 3,000 people died in the towers falling, and they were evacuating the whole time. Those people didn't evacuate. There's literally scenes where it shows inside of the towers, and there's people like dining at restaurants. Which, by the way, what the fuck are y'all doing? You can see the big monsters tearing shit apart, and you're not even.
I was literally about to say that. The monsters were fighting for like 20-30 minutes, and it cuts the shots of people on the ground, and they're still like running around in the streets.
Yeah, it's like
literally get the fuck out.
Yeah,
you know how populated Hong Kong is, it's probably hard to get somewhere.
But still, people are still like sitting in restaurants.
People are acting like nothing's happening. That's bullshit.
Still in buildings and shit.
I mean, to be honest, stuff like that's been going on for decades for them.
Yeah, there should be plans.
At this point, they probably don't even care because there's not going to be much that they would be able to do.
Well, they have like Titan shelters.
A little bit closer.
I bet you they have.
That is bullshit. They have Titan shelters.
I was literally gonna say that. And I bet you they always live in fear in that universe because if you live in Hong Kong or a big city, there's no way you're not like at any given point.
Monsters always want to fight in cities.
Yeah. They don't go to fucking Alabama.
It looks cool.
It helps with the scaling
because you can see them next to buildings and stuff.
I just want
to because it wouldn't look as cool if they're in a desert or something.
I want to see Godzilla like on a farm just vibing. next to the
he's
bug farm.
He's just like, he's like taking care of his chickens.
He's got like the, he's got like the
man goes in for a right hook. You see fucking cows flying.
Yeah. Like fucking water.
Dude,
water
he causes like tornadoes when he fucking throws a swing.
Also, the easiest solution to not get killed by a massive titan in this universe is to live anywhere that doesn't border the goddamn ocean.
Yeah.
Are just you kidding in, like, me? It's like live anywhere that isn't near the water. You're probably okay. Because every monster fights in
except for in I think it's 2014 when all those random monsters popped up and
ones in Las Vegas.
Yeah, they're everywhere. Yeah.
But again, Las Vegas borders the ocean.
No, it does not.
Well, it's because they're
it's in Nevada, bro.
It's in the fucking desert, yeah, bro.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Come
on, bro. Are you guys sure about that?
Bro, yes. It's literally in the middle of the desert.
This man didn't take level 1 geography, bro.
Las Vegas is like in the middle of a desert.
It's in Nevada, man. It's not bordered by. Are you really Googling this?
I gotta make sure I'm not stupid.
Okay. Moving on.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Oh, no, there's lakes. That's what it is. Oh, Skylar, we've been to fucking Las Vegas.
I know we have.
I just remember seeing water. It's not that far from the ocean. Fuck you guys.
It's 30, yeah, but it's not
30 on the
miles
coast.
From Los Angeles.
But
fuck all of you.
The state doesn't border the ocean, yo.
Okay, but there's water.
It's
that's
still
close
inland.
Okay, so. We're just gonna skip a little bit through here. We're gonna run through it because we're running out of time. So,
I mean, time is relative, but yeah. Sure.
Okay, so we get a cool look at the Hollow Earth. We get to see all the cool creatures. They got these snake creatures, and so
monkey.
I forgot
kills
to mention
snakes.
Eliza, or her name is it's like Eliza Gonzalez. She plays Darling and Baby Driver.
Yeah, hold on real quick. She could catch it, bro.
She could catch it. Let's be real.
So she's a bad guy.
Oh, really?
She's a bad
guy. I'm not a fan.
She's a bad guy.
Wow.
She's a bad guy.
Destroyed. Absolutely destroyed.
She works for the her father is the guy who works at Apex Cybernetics.
Yeah.
And
God, the names of those companies are so sick.
She turns bad. She's like, we were here to like extract like Godzilla's like powers, so
which
we
made
can
no
control
sense to
Mega Godzilla.
That made no sense to me because wasn't the whole mission to get the power source?
That was the whole point of them helping.
Wasn't that the point of the mission?
Yeah.
No, because they wanted to help. They wanted to see if Godzilla would follow him back down.
No. That was the company's mission, and Dr. Lind was in on it. The only people that didn't know was the little girl and the researcher. They were the only ones that didn't know.
Yeah,
and that's why they were the ones saying like, "Hey, what are you doing? You can't
do
this. This is like a sacred site or whatever."
How come she never questioned what are they doing down here with us?
It was just
that part was so confusing.
It's for safety. That's how you shrug it off. It's like, oh yeah, why are there soldiers? They're just.
But I thought the whole point of the mission was to get the powers for Mechagodzilla.
Yeah, but they didn't. Nobody knew about Mechagodzilla except for probably his daughter.
No, the only people who knew about it were the fucking
the soldiers and the daughter.
No, the kids, and the black guy.
He's talking about the daughter of the president.
The conspirators. Well, yeah, but I'm talking about like the people who knew.
No. We're talking about people who went with King Kong down to the.
The little girl and Rebecca Hall's character.
No.
Yeah.
We were talking about the daughter of the president of. Apex. I think he was the president.
Yeah, well, yeah.
The guy in charge of Apex.
The dude with the mustache.
Yeah. He's talking about his daughter who knew about Mechagodzilla because that's the whole point of her being there was to get this power source so they could basically hook up their machine because that was the issue that they were having with their robot was because the power source that they had just couldn't keep up with the load that
it would
need.
It would hit like 40% and cap out, and that was not good enough, apparently. To be fair, also, they somehow made a laser stronger than Godzilla's. I don't know if y'all caught that. But
well, they're pretty much harnessing the same power as Godzilla.
Well, then how is his laser stronger?
Well, I feel like because
fiber
it was
optic
a
lenses
focused.
In there?
I think they just must have made it to where he can overcharge it, basically
do more damage.
It's plot armor. It's fine.
I mean, they wrote it in the script. They said, "Yeah, Mechagodzilla has a." A broken laser.
Yeah, it has a bigger, better laser.
This movie was written by Godzilla's
laser because if you look at Godzilla's like laser beam or whatever, it's like really chaotic. It's not focused, clean, and like to a point. It's just like basically like breathing fire.
It's a nuke.
Yeah, it's not focused with Mechagodzilla. It is a
solid beam that's focused onto a single.
Point. My bad. I was like gesturing and I like threw the mic off.
He was like,
okay. But because it was a focused beam, it basically had a concentrated effect, which did make it a bit more powerful than Godzilla's. I hate saying that, but it,
I know. It was. Godzilla fans hate to acknowledge anything that isn't.
I will admit, I do like Godzilla more than King Kong.
I will say
Godzilla's way cool.
As a King Kong stan, which I am, I'm a monkey man myself.
You're in a minority here.
I know I am, and I'm okay with that. But I will say, Godzilla looks cooler than King Kong.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Now, see, if you give King Kong some armor,
yes,
then you would have cool King Kong, but they don't want to do that. That's too much power for monkey.
Yeah, if he had like some sick-ass armor.
Well,
like,
I what kind of armor would it be made like out of? What would the material be?
Godzilla's fucking...
That'd be like the lamest cop-out ever, because it was already bad enough. They're like, oh, monkey got axe with Godzilla's scales. Because he can't even fight his own battles. He's got to use something else.
At some point.
What?
There were other gods. Godzilla is specifically that one. Whatever species.
It was a race that would constantly fight with each other.
With King Kong boys. I don't know. But
the reason why there was a dead one at their base or whatever was because there was multiple giant monkeys that would work together and then defeat this thing.
They said at the beginning of the movie they have a rivalry.
Yeah.
Their ancestors have rivalries.
My point is this. If they could make an axe... They could make like some plate armor out of Godzilla's scales, and his little stupid fucking death beam thing wouldn't work because the scales absorb his energy. So you could they just give him a shield.
But the thing is, that didn't happen
because
King Kong got clapped and slept.
So if it wasn't for King Kong, Godzilla would be dead in this film. So fuck all of you. I'm right.
Actually, yeah, you're true. You're right. Yeah, King Kong came with the
Think about it like this. All the smoke. If Godzilla just killed King Kong in the beginning of the movie, Apex wouldn't be able to do anything because they wouldn't have got the power source. So if they just laid him out in the first fight, there would have been no issue whatsoever, because I guarantee you what would have happened. They would have kept messing around with the tech for Mechagodzilla. Then Godzilla would keep picking it up, go to their base, fuck him up every single time until it just wouldn't be a viable thing for them.
Damn, that's a good ass point. I'm gonna say to you,
they could send the heaves down without King
Monkey
Kong
needs
insert.
To die. Monkey trash.
If Godzilla died, the whole movie would end.
Monkey okay. Trash.
Huh? If Godzilla died in that first scene of the movie, then
the movie Godzilla's ends. Not that's gonna stupid. Die though. Godzilla wasn't gonna die though.
Oh yeah, so when they eventually find the power source without King Kong,
it doesn't matter if Godzilla was in the water for the first fight, even if he was on land, because you saw when they were both on the ship on equal ground, Godzilla got hit by King Kong.
You don't want to talk about the round two. You don't want to talk about round two smoke.
I'm talking about round one right now. When they're on the ship.
Yes, when he has all of the
I'll talk about round two in a second, because round two is still technically round three. Just the fight didn't end. It was still going on. Dr. Lin, being a dumbass, was like, wow, I guess King Kong won round two. No, the fight was still going on. Okay, no. Let me finish. Okay.
In the first fight,
King Kong swings on Godzilla, gets a direct headshot, hits him in the jaw, which would lay out most people. What does Godzilla do?
Like
he just
laser.
Eats it. He just eats it and comes right back with the hook almost immediately. And what happens? Your boy gets slapped.
He's in the fucking water.
Laid the fuck out.
He actually
out.
Does it. He gets put in the water, and then Godzilla tries to drown him like a pussy. Real men, real men would fist fight to the death, but Godzilla, no. Laser time. That's what he's doing. Okay? If your stupid Godzilla took his fucking laser away, you didn't give my monkey man an axe, we would fuck you up in a fist to fist.
If it was a fist to fist fist to fight, Godzilla would win.
Okay.
Godzilla would
win. Let's talk about round two. Let's talk about round two.
Okay.
Let's talk about round two. Okay.
So to get to round two, Godzilla has to drill a fucking hole through the earth somehow.
Yeah,
he laser beams a hole through the earth.
He literally gets pissed and shoots the ground.
Is
the hollow earth supposed to be like the center of the earth?
Yeah.
Basically?
He literally could cut
through the entire earth.
How the fuck did they repair? How do they repair that?
They don't.
They just don't.
So there's just a big ass fucking hole now.
Oh, there's just a massive hole in the middle of Hong Kong.
Yeah, it's fine. Just put all the buildings that they demolished into the hole.
Just throw the prisoners in there.
Well, and then wouldn't those bird fuckers
all the really bad prisoners.
And all the bats?
Not like minor
Man,
prisoners.
They really don't think about that.
All the monsters that would be able to have access to get out of there now.
Yeah, because the other thing
shit.
Is... But you'd remember the scene that caused them to all start fleeing. There's bats. They're big fucking bats coming down.
Yeah.
And they were gishing everybody. Those bats would come up the hole.
Well, what the fuck? Well, the thing that doesn't make sense to me is how the fuck... Was like,
and if he can do that, then why didn't they just do that?
Like, how the fuck is that point? How is that one spot in Hong Kong exactly where fucking King Kong was at?
Well, if you think about it like this, the entire Earth is just center. A circle.
Yeah,
and
I know, but it was
another circle on the inside.
I know, but it the fucking convenience.
He's just
got to
aim
that.
For the ground straight down.
I mean, it's just again another poorly thought out idea. Yeah. Let's have Godzilla shoot laser ground. Ooh,
yeah.
Like, how's that poorly thought out?
Because it makes no sense.
Okay, now there's a massive hole in Hong Kong that leads to Hollow Earth with all the big monster things that you don't want
to. It does solve.
That might lead to a.
It
third,
does solve the
movie.
Issue.
Again,
where did all the holes come from?
Yeah. Yes.
Again, the thing is it's for pacing. Because then we get because immediately after that, fucking King Kong just jumps through the hole.
I kind of fuck with that because he was just like basically, I want that smoke right fucking now.
But he couldn't take it.
They jumped through it.
Yeah, Godzilla couldn't take
well,
it.
So do you, no. Is it confirmed if there's another movie after this?
I have no idea. Okay. I just
what
saw
would
this movie.
What would the next movie be about?
Well,
though?
They could be fixing the fucking with the hole. Like the monsters could be coming up out of the hole. And then Godzilla comes back and fucks them up.
It's the same stuff that they would
you know, the way
show
you
in
yeah,
Skull
but it
Island.
It would still make a lot of fucking money.
The way
that's
you
all
fix
it's about.
That,
you drill a hole from the ocean to there and you let the ocean just flood into the hole and kill all the fucking monsters. They just drown to death.
I don't think that's how that would work.
Flood the entire Hollow Earth. Holy shit.
It'd work. Because I guarantee you there's more water on the surface.
You could actually, you could flood the inner Earth, well, Hollow Earth, with the water
and then
by
cork,
the coastline
cork that bitch.
Because they're not that far from it.
Yeah, exactly. You just dig a, you dig like a trench, like essentially like a vertical
a canal.
Just, yeah, and you just let it pour in, and it just fill it. I mean, eventually that something's gonna run out, either the water in the ocean or the. Anyways, let's talk about round two.
Okay,
because round two is where my boy gets to shine.
King Kong does beat the shit out of Godzilla.
Yeah, because
the
thing is, at this point, right, Godzilla. Has okay, I will admit he was probably a little tapped from his big yawn that he did that made the hole. So we'll give you that. He probably was a little tired. He's probably a little gassed. But when Monkey go in, Monkey really go in because King Kong slaps the fuck out of Godzilla about 12 times, and that man doesn't even hit him with anything. Man is missing left, right, and center, and fucking King Kong is just jumping around in these buildings like it's a playground. All right. The only time that Godzilla is in any position of power in this fight is when he's using his stupid fucking laser beam. And even then, my boy King Kong takes his axe, charges that shit up off the beam, and hits him right in the nose.
Okay, let's talk about right after that.
Round two
confirmed. You're scrounging for anything at this point. We all know Godzilla is way better.
I like King Kong a lot, too.
He's cool, but he's just nothing compared.
I like his solo movies, like Peter Jackson's King Kong. I love that movie. That movie's great.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into the second part of round two, okay? Well, after that massive explosion.
That's round two over.
No. That's not round two
round
over.
Round three.
It's
round
still
two,
going
no,
on.
That's still round two, bro.
That's round three.
No.
Round three, King Kong loses.
There's no round three because it's still in the same. They didn't leave. There was no conclusion.
Round three is Mechagodzilla.
Mechagodzilla
well,
and
then,
Godzilla
if we're talking
and then
round
Kong.
Round three, then Godzilla loses. Mechagodzilla loses and King Kong is the only one who actually walks away with any level of pride left because, man, just ripped that motherfucker in half. But we don't want to talk about that.
King Kong does take down Mechagodzilla. All
right.
Yeah.
Let's go back into round two.
Together,
let's
not
do
really.
Let's yeah, do yeah. the second half of that fight. Okay. Shortly after
Again,
King Kong
by
swinging
Godzilla
his axe wins. Down and then bringing all that radiation and exploding it right in front of Godzilla's face, he is temporarily blind, knocked back in the ground in the rubble of building. What happens next? Godzilla gets right out. Blind, can't see anything, but he can hear King Kong. King Kong notices this. He tries to get away. Godzilla's going in for it. He's tearing him apart. He's swiping his legs, arms. King Kong's fucking running. He's trying to book it through the city, but he can't get away. King Kong's right on his ass. Not King Kong, Godzilla. He's right on his ass. And what happens next? He's just beating the shit out of this guy. He's tearing him, ripping his chest apart. Pounds on him, stands on him, screams right into his face and says, "You're a pussy. You cannot compete with me."
Yeah.
And he's telling him to give up.
And
what does Kong say? Fine.
Yeah, and then his heart starts fucking stopping, and then they have to reach the
humans.
Yeah,
and then they have to hit him.
Died. Godzilla
human health
killed
again.
King Kong.
They gotta hit him with the defibs.
They literally, he had to get help from humans like four times.
Every single fight, every
okay.
fight.
Sure.
King Kong
don't
had to get an assist.
Here, bro. Sure. I mean, the thing is, to say they're not on the same level,
they're not even close.
They're not on the
not
same level.
Close.
Oh my God.
Godzilla did not need help from the humans one single
give King
time.
Song, give King Kong brass knuckles and a laser
beam. Oh yeah, give him
anything that Godzilla has. And
give him
be
telekinesis,
over.
Armor,
okay, anyways,
two swords,
okay, well,
maybe he'll have a chance.
Let's talk about the entire plot of the movie. So after Big Monk down and they have to defib him, Godzilla decides, I'm going to go fight Mechagodzilla because Mechagodzilla is now awake.
because of King Gamora's or whatever
King Ghidorah's
his fucking skull brain,
fucking I guess makes him sentient. We're not going to talk about that big plot hole, whatever. So he comes out of this big ass pyramid that's in the middle of Hong Kong, because why the fuck not? Did anyone else notice that?
It was the mountain. Yeah, everything is like somehow like conveniently placed in Hong Kong.
Yeah, the Apex building is like built into the side of a mountain, but it's massive and it's in the middle of Hong Kong. Anyways, so Mechagodzilla apparently is just hiding in the big creepy, like this is, it's like something you'd see on r/evil buildings. You know, like there's no way, you know, there's not some creepy science going on this motherfucker. Yeah. And they're like, oh, it's a hidden base. Yeah, hidden. Yeah, real hidden. Okay, anyways.
Hidden base.
So they start fighting. Godzilla at the beginning, he's doing all right. He's doing okay for the beginning of the fight. You know, he's not getting his shit whooped. And then they try to go into a beam off. And as Seabass said earlier,
beam time.
Mechagodzilla definitely has some upgrades that Godzilla does.
Yeah, he has something to focus his beam. Rockets for improved maneuverability. He had
that was OP. Yeah.
He could that smooth. Was very nice.
He was dash dancing.
Yeah,
like
no,
that.
He would he would basically just do like the anime swordsman. I'm already behind you. You're dead type shit.
Yeah. I mean, for sure. And then they go into a beam off. Godzilla gets annihilated.
That was literally some Dragon Ball shit, by the way.
Yeah. And then
pretty badass.
And then we start getting the plot armor starts to come in for both of our main boys. So Godzilla's on the ground. He's about to get full gished. And then King Kong gets up from his little nap because, you know, man's tired. That was what it really
a
was.
Nap.
He needed a nap. He needed a fiber.
From the edge of death.
He needed a quick defib.
Yeah, yeah. He needed a quick little jump start. He needed a 5-hour energy. Mine's good. All right. So he gets up from his nap. He grabs the axe. He jumps up. And right as Mechagodzilla is about to pulverize Godzilla into the earth, he bonks him on the nose. And then they both kind of start ripping into him. But they're not working together at first. King Kong goes in while Godzilla's still on the ground taking a nap, you know, like he should be. And then Godzilla gets about to get... Or no, he almost gets gished. I think he's holding Godzilla like by the or King Kong by like the throat, and he's about to do the same thing to him.
No, you're talking about Godzilla. He has Godzilla on the ground, has his mouth pried open.
Yeah,
and he's about to laser into his mouth, which is what Godzilla had done to previous creatures before.
Yeah.
Because it's the most disrespectful thing you can
do.
It
looks so badass. He was like, trying to rip their jaw open, dude.
I'm saying the scene after, because there's a part where Godzilla is still on the ground and King Kong.
Yeah, that's whenever King Kong comes in, whenever he's about to puke that massive fucking laser into his mouth.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm saying after that, there's this part where King Kong's fighting him. And then he starts to lose, and then Godzilla gets up and saves him. Mm-hmm. And then they start working together, and he starts chopping at him with the axe, but it's not charged enough.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
not really cutting him. It's more just kind of like bludgeoning him. And then there's a point where I think Godzilla shoots the axe or something.
Yeah, he powers it up.
Him. Yeah. And then he starts going absolute fucking nuts mode. And he
another thing that I want to bring up about the axe, because the axe was full powered while fighting Godzilla in that fight, and whenever King Kong swung it into Godzilla's leg, it didn't cut clean through like it did with Mechagodzilla.
He fucking chopped
it went
his
in.
Ass up, though.
It went in, but it was just a flesh wound.
I think he cut his legs off.
No, he didn't.
No, he
his
didn't.
Arms?
No,
that's Mechagodzilla.
I'm talking about
Godzilla. Oh. Whenever King Kong swung the axe into Godzilla.
Oh yeah, it just pops him with it.
Yeah, it just goes into him. It's pretty deep compared to what a wound would be for us, but into him, he's got a lot of mass, so it's not much.
Man's got the mass.
It's like getting cut by like a nail or something, getting scraped by something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Anyways, Godzilla gets pretty much decommissioned at the end of the fight. He's pretty
I guess they kind
after
of...
he uses his laser beam to charge the axe.
To be fair,
he's out of the fight.
Godzilla did just fight King Kong, and he had to use
a
lot.
Yeah, and King Kong also did just fight Godzilla and get defibbed. So there's that.
Well,
man, y'all are so fucking like, what is the matter with y'all? Who cares?
We all know Godzilla is stronger than King Kong because he did lose
that's
twice
objective.
And then die.
For certain, yeah.
The laser is obviously, you know, a big advantage.
I know. I'm just saying, you put them both in a ring, boxing gloves only. I truly think that Godzilla would probably get gassed.
And I'm going to tell you.
He has three arms.
You're wrong.
Does he really?
His tail.
Okay, no
and
tail.
And he can control the shit out of it.
No,
oh, yeah, no tail.
You can't say no tail.
Okay, fine. Good. But they have to be in the same weight class. They have to be scaled to size.
They can't be in the same weight class.
Fuck you.
That's the only way. You wouldn't put me in a ring with Ryan because Ryan get fucking knocked the shit out. Because
no, but that's exactly what we're saying. King Kong just can't okay, compete with Godzilla. They're in two different classes. You said it yourself. They're in two different classes.
Okay, give King Kong right, a month in a gym with some bananas. All right,
that's not
man will be yoked.
Let's wrap this up.
Okay. Fine. Well, some of the end of the movie. So at the end of the movie, Monkey Man cuts Mechagodzilla into like six pieces. Cuts him straight down the middle.
Basically, turns him into a paraplegic.
Bro, oh my god!
Oh man, he turned that. he straight up turned that man into a cow at the slaughterhouse. Pieces. Anyways, after that, some non-important characters meet back with their families. Woohoo.
Yeah, right.
Wahoo.
Okay.
And then the movie ends pretty abruptly, actually. It doesn't you don't really get any resolution. It's
just like, oh, by the way, it's over.
And there's no after credit scene, so don't waste your 15 minutes, because that's 15 minutes of credits that you shouldn't
have
to
watch. Well,
most
people skip through it, but yeah. Don't sit in the theater for that long.
Other than that, that's it. That's the entire movie.
That's literally it.
That's why I said at the beginning that I thought it just felt too short is because of the way it ends. There's no satisfaction to the way the movie ends, and it acts like there's not going to be a sequel, which I hope there is because I would like to see more CGI monsters doing CGI monsters.
Yeah, that was
stuff.
Really nice.
Yeah, it looked really good.
Because like I'm not even a huge fan of CGI.
I liked it. I could do without some of the characters. Like the conspiracy theory characters, I could do without.
Well, okay, if we're going to be honest, the main actual guy for the conspiracy theory group, the guy in charge of the podcast, he added a nice bit to the movie.
They were cool. I liked him.
He's pretty funny.
Bobby Brown really didn't add a lot to it. They were just added in because Godzilla was in the movie and they just wanted to tie that into the series.
She just collected that paycheck and fucked around in the movie.
Well, no, it's because she's in the last one and like they're part of the story. Same with Kyle Chandler, which he's in two King Kong movies now, completely separate. He's in the fucking Peter Jackson one and now he's in this one.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, it's just weird that he's like, in
that's
two King
cool.
Kong
two
movies.
Different universes, basically.
Well, I feel like one's never getting an expansion, so it's probably all right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, yeah, that one's like a remake of
the original. Is that the one with Jack Black in it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Shit. Yeah.
I love that.
I forgot he was in that.
Yeah.
He's so good.
Adrian Brody and Naomi Watts, yeah.
I love Jack Black. So good. I think that's pretty much it with the movie.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, boys, leave a good rating.
You know why he's in that?
Fuck.
He's in that because he loved Lord of the Rings, and
he wanted to work with Peter Jackson.
He was like, I really want to work with Peter Jackson. So Peter Jackson fucking called him and was like, you want to be in King Kong?
He probably literally
Jack Black
wrote
was like,
a role
fuck yeah, I want to be in King Kong.
Yeah. I mean, I respect it.
Yeah.
I mean, he fits pretty well from what I remember.
Yeah. I think, is he still doing YouTube stuff?
He retired from movies. He's not going to be making movies anymore. But
I would like to see him in like one more movie. I want them to make School of Rock 2. Did y'all ever watch it?
Yeah, School of Rock.
So good. We shouldn't get into this. This will be on for another 30 minutes.
Yeah,
sorry, guys. We got to tie this up.
We're going to
keep running this shit. Okay.
All right. Well, like the video, boys, if you liked it.
Yeah. Like the video, like the podcast.
Oh, wait. Ratings. We got to do ratings.
Yeah, ratings.
What did y'all think of it? Like,
oh, yeah,
ratings. 1 out of 10.
Okay, 1 out of 10. My critique was this.
Total, one.
If I could get a Snyder cut, 10 out of 10. But since there's no Snyder cut of this movie, I'm going to say it's more going to be like an 8.5.
Okay. If you wanted it to be longer?
No, I wanted it to be shorter. Okay, I guess Snyder cut's the wrong thing. I want a cut without the conspiracy characters. I just want 50 minutes of monkey
fighting
dinosaurs.
So you want an ideal cut of the movie?
Yes. If I could get that would be 10 out of 10.
You want more monstrous fighting.
No, not more. I just want less conspiracy theories.
I don't mind longer fights. Real quick, I don't mind the conspiracy theories. If they did a little bit more, like plot, like they didn't really do anything in the movie. If they did a little bit more, my rating would be higher. But I'd probably give it like a 7.5. Honestly,
I say 8.5. But
like, if we're talking just action movie, raw, like overall enjoyment,
action
7.5.
Yeah, overall enjoyment for me, a solid 7 for me.
7. That's respectable. Okay.
For me personally, I'd say 6.5. I really didn't like all of the human characters and the roles that they played.
Yeah, they made it hard
It made it hard to kind of enjoy the lore that they were trying to build with all of the monsters, and then the way that Monarch and Apex were supposed to be like big players in this universe.
Yeah.
They just didn't add a lot. They could have done a great job.
Yeah. Better character writing. Honestly, they underplayed Monarch a lot in this movie. Like,
they really
did. Even in it.
No, they made Apex the biggest player in the whole situation.
Millie Bobby Brown and Kyle Chandler are like the only two from Monarch that are like actually like in the movie.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this: if we could have the whole movie
quickly
with extended fighting scenes and essentially no extra human bullshit, would you rate it higher or lower?
Honestly, I would rate it higher. I would keep it the same because it's not going to add anything. Like, I agree. It doesn't add anything. You're just, because then there there'd be no story. It would just be monsters fighting, and that's boring.
I'm fine with that.
That's what I showed up for.
Me personally, if it was just pure fights, there needs to be a rough
outline of what's going on. Yeah. It can't just be monsters.
Yeah. Something they definitely failed to do with the characters, I'm going to make this very short. Something they failed to do with the characters is none of the characters I gave a flying fuck about except for the podcast guy. He was the only person who had a story that seemed to make any emotional difference or connection to him. Because Millie Bobby Brown is, oh, look at me. I'm a quirky weird girl who listens to conspiracy podcasts. I'm going to go across the country and go meet this random fucking dude I've never met so I can get on an adventure with him that I didn't know I was going to partake on. And then
you got the Chandler...
is in the movie for a grand total of 5 minutes, and he doesn't matter. He is forgettable at best. No offense to the actor, but just how he's written.
I agree.
All of the human characters suck, except for the daughter and the mother that deal with King Kong. Well, everybody else, they weren't related.
Yeah, they're not related.
Well,
I do like their characters. They're the best two characters in the movie.
Oh, yeah, by far. Okay, if those characters are the only ones that existed, I would live with that happily, but everybody else sucked.
Honestly, the podcast guy, his back must have been aching having to carry this movie.
I agree, because he's the only real comic relief that made me laugh.
Yeah.
Everybody else is kind of like, oh, wow, like, I'm quirky and weird.
He's really funny.
Also, the villain was way too cartoonish.
Yeah.
That's why they made him bite the dust there at the end.
I felt like it was two stereotypical roles that they just threw in there. I felt like they could have made this a bit longer. If they extended 100%. The movie by maybe an hour, they made it a 2.5 hour thing.
Not an hour.
No. They would have added more to the character roles, so they could add a lot more building to the world.
Yeah.
I could see
that. They just didn't have enough time because they wanted to show the full effect of all the monsters fighting, and then they just didn't have the time for all the characters.
Alrighty. I think it's time to wrap it up. I'll go ahead and let me do the little outro bit real quick. Okay, so if you're listening on Spotify, Apple Music, or Google Podcast, thank you very much. You help support the channel, whatever this might become. If you're watching on video, please give us a like and subscribe. Leave a comment. If you have something to comment, be great. Other than that, if you enjoyed, keep on watching us. And if you didn't, well, then we'll see you later, I guess.
Production will only improve.
Yes.
Yes.
Quality will improve. Episode one of a new series is always rough. So.